And a service department with problems fixed right the first time and customer service that'll keep you coming back. So before you buy, make sure you give the award-winning Honda BMW of Champaign a chance to earn your business. Just off Neil at Brewwash in Savoy, online, drivechampaign.com. You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
What's the payoff? I'm Chris Foster, Fox News. President Trump argues on Twitter that money paid to women claiming affairs with him was not campaign contributions and not illegal. Federal prosecutors say the president's former attorney, Michael Cohen, paid the women at Donald Trump's direction with the intent of influencing the 2016 campaign. Fox's Rachel Sutherland has more from Washington.
Chris, New York Democratic Congressman Jerry Nadler says payments made to women who claim to have had affairs with President Trump years ago could be an impeachable offense, telling CNN's State of the Union.
Whether they are important enough to justify an impeachment is a different question.
Republican Senator Marco Rubio on CBS Face the Nation said people should reserve judgment.
There may be additional evidence presented at the sentencing phase later on. We don't know. There may not be any more. It may just be based on his testimony.
President Trump tweeted that Democrats are wrongly calling a simple private transaction a campaign contribution. Chris?
Yeah, Rachel, thanks. General Motors is fighting to retain a tax credit for buyers of some of its vehicles. Here's Fox's Jeff Manasso.
Chris, GM has faced opposition from President Trump, lawmakers, and Americans in the wake of the company's announcement to close several U.S. factories to accommodate GM's focus on electric and self-driving cars, for which GM says a $7,500 tax incentive per vehicle is crucial, even though current law caps the incentive at 200,000 vehicles per manufacturer. Some call the break a waste of taxpayer money as GM, Tesla, even Nissan expand lobbying footprints in Washington, calling for more of our money to help sell cars that not many of us are buying. Chris.
Yeah, Jeff, there's still some snow to clear off the roads after a big winter storm in North Carolina.
Unless it's an emergency or you have to be out, we still want to encourage people to stay off the roads.
Jerron Hollis with the city of High Point says some drivers have had to abandon their cars.
We've had some collisions with some of our work vehicles.
And a man died after a tree fell on his truck. This is Fox News.
It's the holiday sales event at Ford. It's a big deal, and we're busy making preparations to get you the best deals of the year. Because unlike Santa's presents, ours don't just magically appear. At Ford, ours are built in real factories, where pickup trucks come with best-in-class towing and payload, where SUVs are built with available features like terrain management and driver assist technologies, and where every bolt, stitch, and line of code is tested and tested again. But you don't have to write Santa a letter to get these presents. Naughty or nice, just come see your Ford dealer during our holiday sales event for our best offers of the year. Ford, built for the holidays, built Ford proud.
Best-in-class towing and payload when properly configured. Class of light-duty pickups under 8,500 pounds GVWR based on Ford segmentation.
Five children are killed in a house fire in Youngstown, Ohio. The fire captain says the first floor was engulfed by the time firefighters got there last night and that the mother jumped from a second floor window. She's hospitalized. The children were 9, 3, 2, and 1-year-old twins. One of the lawsuits against the Trump administration's ban on transgender troops moves forward today in federal appeals court in D.C.
The administration's appeal in Doe versus Trump will be argued before the D.C. Circuit Court. There are two other cases, and in all three, judges have said the transgender community stands a good chance at convincing the courts that the transgender military ban is discriminatory and would cause them irreparable harm. They argue that banning transgenders would impact military readiness. The Trump administration says transgender folks aren't necessarily able to deploy immediately, and that impacts readiness. The Trump administration asked last month to skip the whole appeals process and just go straight to the Supreme Court. The justices would have to decide by January 18th if they'll consider the matter this term. And Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
A New Jersey law that bans the sale of high-capacity gun magazines is upheld by a federal appeals court.
In a legal challenge that could end up before the Supreme Court, a federal appeals court has upheld a law that bans the sale of high-capacity gun magazines. New Jersey adopted the ban in June in the wake of the popularity of the magazines and high-profile mass shootings. On Wednesday, the Third Circuit Court of Appeals in Philadelphia voted to uphold a lower court ruling supporting the legality of the ban. It's a defeat for gun rights activists who say the law violates the Second, Fifth, and Fourteenth Amendments to the Constitution. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Gas prices are down again, says industry analyst Trilby Lundberg.
Gasoline prices are down 22 cents in the past 3 weeks. Regular grade is now $2.51, and the price has been crashing 40 cents per gallon over 3 months, following crude oil prices down.
I'm Chris Foster, Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. The University of Illinois has allocated $2.1 million for the Center for Autonomy, which will focus on autonomous technology like self-driving cars and robotic assistance. The center will provide increased experimental space for autonomy and robotics research. The College of Engineering is providing another $2.1 million to recruit new robotics faculty. If you've been having a difficult time with the shortage of the EpiPen for allergic reactions and the high price of it, here's good news for you. A generic EpiPen is set to hit the market early next year. The EpiPen is used to stop allergic reactions to things like nuts, insect bites, and other foods. Generic drug maker Sandoz announced the plans to start selling the generic EpiPen containing the same medicine, the hormone epinephrine, under the name Simjepi at a price of $250 for two without insurance. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Here's your ESPN 93.5 foggy weather forecast. It's cold, but boy, we got thick stuff out there.
Yeah, we do. And less than a quarter mile of visibility. The dense fog advisory is with us until noon. Today's high 32, 21 our low tonight. Sunshine expected tomorrow again with a high of 39, down to 28, up near 40 on Wednesday, down to 31. But we have a 50% chance of precipitation that could be a wintry mix, rain or snow. Back to Thursday, we're up to 42 with partly cloudy conditions. Right now, the temperature's at 17, ESPN 93.5.
What is that spring in Cardinal fan step? Oh,
right.
There is now hope that spring's eternal for the St. Louis Cardinals 2019. Cardinal calendars will be coming in. I should be giving those away because all of a sudden, as of last week, everybody now wants one.
Exactly.
Boy, it was ball humbug in Cardinal Nation until number 46, Paul Goldschmidt has joined the team. Gabe Kiley, staff writer for the Cardinals publication, a fabulous magazine that you could subscribe to. That would be a nice Christmas gift, frankly. Gabe Kiley, cover of your first edition has to be number 46, man.
Yep. Pretty good chance you're going to see that happening.
He could not have said any more and more complimentary words at his presser. I could not have written a better response the way Paul Goldschmidt. Is he not a Cardinal? Is he not a Cardinal?
He sure looks the part, and I think most importantly, you know, he's a heck of a player. He's a terrific first baseman all the way around, and I think fans are going to absolutely love what he's going to bring to this team. I mean, Gold Glove defense, height, batting average, on-base percentage, home runs, RBIs. He's exactly what the doctor ordered as far as the Cardinal lineup. And I think, you know, on the defensive side, too, we shouldn't let that go under the radar. To me, that's almost as important as the offense. He's going to really stir up that side of the infield. It's going to be fun to watch he and Colt Wong together on the left side of the infield.
But, Gabe, isn't it amazing? I think I have the pulse correct because I'm a big fan, but I was arms folded. I was like, we got to do something. And they did. And did you feel that from Cardinal Nation?
Oh, sure. You know, there's all these names circulating, you know, in the hot stove league. You know, what are the Cardinals going to do? What are the Cubs going to do? What are the the Brewers, everybody. So, you know, the Cardinals, our ownership, our baseball operations team, they knew they needed to do something big and bold. And I think kudos to them. I thought it was a great move. And, it definitely bolsters the lineup, the defense, and I guess morale even to a point too. I think this fires up fans to another level. And, it's just awesome. And people are just really, really excited.
Well, I'm excited for you as well because certainly what you do, it makes it easier when there's optimism and hope, as I mentioned. Gabe Kiley, staff writer, Cardinals publication. Tell people exactly what the magazine is, what it looks like, what you do.
Well, Cardinals Magazine is the official magazine of the St. Louis Cardinals. We do 6 issues a year. We have our current release that has Harrison Bader on the cover. Speaking of fan favorites, and we had a fun cover story with Harrison. Anyway, it's a great time to get on board, become a subscriber this holiday season. Sign up for a 1-year subscription for yourself, your family, your friends. And we'll give you a couple tickets to see the Cardinals in person in 2019.
Awesome. Okay, I would think 6 glossy magazines, and this is high quality, great pictures, great writing. What is it, $30 a year or something, $40 a year? What is it?
$35.
Wow.
$35, 6 issues, and just like you mentioned, these are keepsakes.
Yeah.
I cannot tell you the number of people who call me year-round, like, hey, I'm missing such and such issue from such and such year. I want to round out my collection. Do you have it? You know, so it's people collect these things, cherish these things, and, you know, when I go to winter warm-up every year, and I run our booth where people come by and buy back issues and everything.
Yeah.
People buy our magazines to be autographed at the show and bring them to the ballpark or a card sign. So people love our magazine and they love what it's all about.
Yeah, and I've sent some out to Chris Steirewalt in Washington. He works for Fox News. He's their digital editor, a big Cardinal fan in Washington, D.C., and I've sent him some of these Cardinal magazines, and he just loves them, takes them home, gives them to his young son who loves the Cardinals in Washington, D.C. So you're getting all over the world, as you know, Gabe. All right, now how do people subscribe? How would they gift this to somebody for Christmas?
Well, it's really easy. Give us a call right now, 314-345-9000. It's also available online at cardinals.com/magazine. So call or visit our website, get signed up. We'll get you the first issue and the ticket voucher to you before Christmas. We also have gift letters involved, are available, I should say, and it's a great time to become a subscriber. We have so much to be excited about in 2019.
August 2nd, my daughter, who's Miss Illinois, was in the Miss America pageant, got to throw out the first pitch in St. Louis, and she told me afterwards, Daddy, I forgot to let go. So the ball kind of hit the dirt quickly, so darn good that they replayed it in the 6th inning on the big screen. And John Gant had to go running for it. But in any event, we kind of think Harrison Bader's cute. Is he a good man? Did you like interviewing him?
Everybody likes Harrison, and I can tell you, just from our perspective with the magazine story, he couldn't have been more cooperative. In fact, when the story came out, we sent him a copy of the magazine and the cover, and he tweeted something out, you know, thanking us for doing the story.
Wow, that's great.
And He was just great about it, and he's definitely made a positive impression on his teammates, the front office, and with the fans. He's definitely somebody to watch in 2019.
Well, I'm telling you what, I'm not sure I can remember a guy that can get to the baseball quicker than Harrison Bader. I mean, that guy can play, and if he can stay away from low and away, he could be really, really good. What I'm telling you.
Yeah, the potential is there.
I'm telling you, AAA and the big club is a lot different. It's amazing how good everybody is at the major league level, but even AAA. And the guys at AAA are great. Well, man, it's unbelievable how good everybody is. They say, well, you got to pound it in this zone. Man, I thought getting it over the plate was great, but they not only got to do that, it's got to be on the black part on the inside at the knees. I mean, what? How can you control that, Gabe? All right, Gabe Kiley. It's amazing. It's amazing. Gabe Kiley, staff writer, Cardinals publication. One more time on the phone number to subscribe, 314-345-9000 or cardinals.com. Is that correct?
That's right, cardinals.com/magazine. And also a great time to get our calendars and yearbooks, too, for the holidays. And, give us a call, visit the website. We'll get y'all set up.
Thanks, Gabe. Have a great Christmas and New Year. Go Cardinals. I'll look forward to seeing a feature on Paul Goldschmidt next year.
That's right. Merry Christmas to you and everybody out there.
You as well. Gabe Kiley, staff writer, Cardinals publication. If you're interested, you go to cardinals.com / magazines?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh, they're glossy. You don't see those out and around because everyone has to cut costs on magazines and it's all online. These come out, and people do get them to go get autographs.
Right.
They're beautiful magazines. Come out 6 times a year. Your Cardinal fan will love it. And, again, one guy comes over to the Cardinals and,
got a little mo going on.
No question. It's totally fun, and I don't think the Cardinals are done either. winter baseball meetings are going on, so all those rumors will be infiltrating the air and buzzing through Twitter today because they're in session now at the baseball meetings, I believe, in Las Vegas. Okay, 8:14, check your sports headlines coming up.
Winner registered investment advisor.
All right, 8:16, Deion Thomas, leading scorer of the history of Illinois basketball. Every Monday with Jeremy Warner, that's next hour. And then Jay Layman, 10 to 11. Jay is massively entertaining. All coming up in the Jeremy Warner Show, ESPN 93.5 on Mondays, 9 to 11. Here we go with sports headlines.
Well, and of course, Jay's all about football, and the Bears are definitely trending. 15-6 winners over the L.A. Rams. 4 interceptions in the game. Eddie Goldman led the defense. And Bears are 9-4. Rams are now 11-2. Yeah! Go Bears. Green Bay over Atlanta, 34-20. We had the Colts over Houston, 24-21, and the game tonight will be Minnesota at Seattle. NHL action last night, Vancouver over St. Louis 6-1, and we had the Blackhawks lose to Montreal 3-2. That's 9 straight losses for the Blackhawks. I also had New Orleans over Tampa Bay 28-14. Maybe I should talk about your Saints.
Yeah, Saints
continue to win.
Well, they look awful.
Oh,
they were 14.
They were playing Tampa Bay
14-3, losing. Kickoff, second half, Saints get it, first play, fumble. So it didn't look good. And then this kid named Taysom Hill, number 7. He's a backup quarterback that plays special teams. He blocked the punt and changed the whole game.
Nice!
Saints went on to win 28-14.
Okay, way to go, Taysom Hill.
I mean, that kid, he's one of the, he plays special teams, he comes in and plays quarterback. Who does that?
Wow.
Yeah.
We had Illinois basketball winning on Saturday against UNLV 77-74. Next up, next Saturday, is Eastern Tennessee State. Texas over Purdue 72-68. Number 7 Tennessee beat number 1 Gonzaga yesterday 76-73. Illinois volleyball definitely trending in Illini Nation. And we'll face Nebraska Thursday at 8 in Minnesota. On the other side of the Final Four bracket is Stanford and BYU. Imagine if the Illini and Stanford, with our Kevin Hambley coach at Stanford now, if that ends up to be the championship round. It could happen.
Could very well happen. And you know what? But at this point, could the Illinois volleyball team disappoint us? No chance.
That's right.
We're thrilled. This is, they are certainly the oasis in a desert right now. You know, we've got great golf. We've got a lot of great other sports. Our gymnastics is good.
Mm-hmm.
Football and basketball have struggled. And here we go to the Final Four in volleyball. We needed that.
That's right.
So this feels great. And it doesn't matter. To me, it doesn't matter. I think they win it all. I do. But, you know, Nebraska's going to certainly have something to say about it. And if you play Stanford, there's a reason they've won 30 straight games. I mean, they're really good at volleyball.
Bulls in Sacramento tonight, Pacers and Washington Wizards. That's sports. All right. I'm Diane Ducey.
Here you go. Be careful, as you know. You know how to do this. You just slow down, keep your lights on as well. Here you go with your weather.
We've got a high near 40 and down to around the freezing point every night. At least the weather conditions are a little more mild for us. The warm spot of the week is going to be on Thursday with a high 44 expected. But definitely the dense fog is what we're dealing with this morning. Less than a quarter mile of visibility. Our temperature is at 17. ESPN 93.5.
I was a big fan of Charles Krautheimer. He was on Fox News, but he was so smart. Tremendous writer. Great commentator on Brett Baer's NewsHour. Daniel Krautheimer, his son, editor of his father's book, The Point of It All. He'll join me in about 15 minutes. There's another good gift idea. Daniel Krautheimer coming up. It's ESPN 93.5. You can always text us 359-2255. It's Monday, and it's 8:20.
From the Fox Business Network, Nutrisystem is being sold. Tivity Health is buying the weight management firm. It's a deal valued at $1.4 billion. Tivity Health is parent company of the Silver Sneakers fitness program for people over 50. Nutrisystem also owns the South Beach Diet. Amazon is cracking down on seller scams and has fired several employees in the U.S. and India. Those being dismissed are believed to have helped supply crooked third-party merchants with inside information. Starbucks opened its bathrooms to all, but the New York Post says good luck finding a free stall. A recent check of New York City Starbucks found a half dozen restrooms locked or barricaded. Some were closed for prolonged cleaning, said to be necessary because of their constant use. Aurora Cannabis is getting bigger. It is buying a Mexican partner, Farmacias Magistrales. It's a stock deal. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
All right, Michael McDonald, Virginia Theater last night. Good crowd?
Yes. And
like the lower
energetic
level? Uh-huh. Anything
well,
upper
that's what I saw, and I got there a little on the late side.
But
so.
Upper deck was good?
I didn't really peek. But
nice energy.
Yes.
Was it too darn loud?
It was not.
Okay.
It could have been louder with
what?
The Motown, going on for Marvin Gaye for his encore.
So obviously they were all my age, kind of?
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
All right.
Totally. And doing backracks, What the World Needs Now is love.
That's awesome.
And then having this crowd sing along, and it was real nice.
How'd Michael McDonald look?
Good. And
is
his voice
67
is good.
Or something?
Something like that.
Former lead of the Doobie Brothers, played in Steely Dan.
Referred to his time at the Red Lion.
Yep. Talked about it on Friday where Michael McDonald went through Champaign and ended up going to L.A. and obviously pretty good move.
That's right.
For his career anyway. Okay, good. Good to hear that. Okay, we talked with Mike Ditka. First interview since his heart attack, and he says, I don't really remember much. Said I had good guys around me that got me to the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like thinking about it. It's his third one, but he sounded to me pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
He sounded pretty darn good. And then Brother Johnny joined us as well last hour. Also talked about Urbana High School. Again, I don't know why the school board won't say anything. I don't think to the date, unless I'm mistaken, that they've released anything explaining the Don Owen, now full, well, I guess, acting, what do you call him? Former superintendent. They tried to sever ties apparently either on Friday or over the weekend, and he declined, instead referencing his legal counsel. So there's going to be some litigation, it sounds like.
Well, I brought up an article in the early stage of our new school year that talked about the disciplinary actions, and they're really wanting kids in school and to get the hours and to reduce the number of expulsions that they've been facing.
So they have issues, is all the anecdotal evidence is that in reports that they have issues in the hallways.
Yes.
There are more fights than there have been. And so I'm sure it must be the Don Owen and the top three administration at Urbana Schools. It's all tied to the change and the direction, but why maybe it's so litigious they can't say any words without being held in some lawsuit. So maybe they're doing it because they don't want to say anything, but I don't know what the harm would be in saying we didn't feel it was a good fit.
Right.
I mean, that's safe.
Work on tweaking the plan. They want to reduce the suspensions and expulsions. In these early stages, they wanted more student interventionists and student engagement advocates is what they were pushing.
Well, and it could be without the expulsions, you still have some bad actors in there
creating some of the fraud.
That's true. So I don't know. I just know that it's a shame, and there are a lot of parents in the Urbana School District that are very upset and would like some explanation.
At this article, at the end of August, there were 73 referrals that were written so far in the year. 39 students had been suspended for a total of 154 class periods.
Wow.
So that does sound like a high statistic for early on in the school year. And they talked about different students who are trying to step up and make this disciplinary action happen.
Okay, 8:28, we'll be right back. Daniel Krautheimer's father, Charles, was a big star. I just was a huge fan. He had a tragic accident that rendered him in a wheelchair, and it happened when he was a very young man. I think he was diving into some water and hit some rocks kind of thing, and was in a wheelchair and was a remarkable man. His son, Daniel, joins me next. ESPN 93.5.
Fox
News. I'm Lillian Wu. The search continues for a White House chief of staff after a top candidate declines.
A lot of people felt like it would be Nick Ayers, the vice president's chief of staff. He is very, very highly regarded here in the nation's capital, and in particular here at the White House. Very strong reputation, but he didn't want to commit to working for the Trump White House through 2020.
Fox's Kevin Cork. A not-so-secret Santa for some Nashville-area Walmart shoppers, revealing his own good deed.
Singer Kid Rock writing a check to brighten up the holiday season for hundreds of shoppers. $81,000 to pay off the layaway tab for 350 customers. The musician was apparently inspired by Tyler Perry, who posted a video online last week after paying off balances at two Georgia Walmart stores. Kid Rock replied to Perry on Twitter at the time, saying, "Great idea."
That's Fox's Richard Jordan. This is Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Police are looking for three suspects in connection with a shooting on November 18th. Investigators say a 25-year-old woman was a passenger in a vehicle going north on Hickory when a second vehicle pulled up and someone inside opened fire. Police issued arrest warrants for 21-year-old Donnie Caldwell, 25-year-old Devonta Lindsay, and 25-year-old Dante Pickens, all out of Champaign. The victim had serious injuries. Bond was set at $500,000 for each of the suspects. A two-vehicle crash left a woman with non-life-threatening injuries on Friday night. The News Gazette says it happened in Westville. A Westville man was stopped in the southbound lane of the 1,000 block of South State Street, waiting to turn into his driveway when a minivan hit his truck from behind. In all, three people went to OSF Sacred Health Medical Center in Danville, including a woman who had been driving. She was transferred to an Urbana hospital. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Here's your ESPN 93.5 three-day forecast, National Weather Service.
High around 34 today. We've got some patchy fog in the morning. Actually, dense fog. I should reword that. There's a dense fog advisory until noon, 21 our low tonight. Up to 40 tomorrow with sunshine, down to 28. 42 the high on Wednesday and 44 by Thursday. There's a chance of precipitation on both of those days. Right now with visibility at less than a tenth of a mile now. The temperature is at 16. ESPN 93.5.
Yeah, be very careful as you drive around. You just got to go a little slower. Have your lights on and you just got to go slower. That's about the only remedy I got for you here this morning. In the time before his death, Charles Krauthammer, along with his son Daniel, compiled a new collection of writings, speeches, and columns that Crown Forum honored to publish. The Point of It All showcases Charles Krauthammer's philosophy on life and politics and underscores his enduring legacy as one of America's most distinguished intellectual leaders. Editor Daniel Krauthammer, Charles's son. Daniel, how are you?
I'm doing all right. Thank you so much for having me on.
Well, I'm honored. I mean, I can't tell you how much I loved your dad. I just thought he was brilliant. I mean, it was the old E.F. Hutton commercials. When E.F. Hutton speaks, people listen. When Charles Krauthammer spoke, I listen.
Well, I'm glad to hear that, and I'm happy that you'll have this book in your hands so you can see some final words from him, too.
His accident caused him to be in a wheelchair, but it never slowed him. How was his attitude toward all of that?
You know, there was something he said in an interview that I discovered only after he passed away that I thought was so profound and spoke to this so much that he said on the subject, he said, look, everyone has their cross to bear, everyone. Some of those crosses are more visible and you can see them, and some of them are invisible and their burdens carried on the inside. But everyone deals with something. Everyone has burdens and obstacles thrown at them. And your life isn't defined by what's thrown at you. It's defined by how you deal with it and how you live your own life and how you control your own destiny. And I think he had an incredible power of will and sense of his own destiny and his own purpose and meaning in life, and he simply didn't let that get in the way. And he lived, as he said in his final column, he said he lived the life that he intended. And I think that's something that spoke incredibly powerfully and movingly to me as his son, of course, but also, I think, powerfully to everyone who read and listened to him.
Point of It All, available everywhere. The Point of It All, editor Daniel Krautheimer. What was he like as a dad?
He was a great dad. We were very close. I'm an only child, and we spent huge amounts of time together growing up and my whole life, really. He was at pretty much every baseball game and little league practice I can remember. We did all kinds of vacations and long car rides together. And that's something, too, that, you know, he was a very private man, and I kind of inherited that from him. But this book has some things in it that touch on that personal part of his life. He writes about fatherhood, about his friendships, and the stuff that personally made his life meaningful. And that was a really important and moving thing for me to be able to include in the book.
As his son, were there moments, even as a son that knew his dad as well as you did, Daniel, where you would go, whoa, where'd that come from? The guy was just ridiculous on some of his, the way he thought and then the way he articulated it was just special.
Yeah, no, there are some people who can just say things in a way that after the fact you think, oh, man, why didn't I think of that or put it that way? And I think he had that. Mm-hmm. And he had a depth and a breadth to his knowledge of history, of politics and philosophy that I think let him cut through a lot of the noise and nonsense of whatever the immediate issue was and to put it in context and to cut to the point of it and what really mattered about it, which I think is why he was so good at what he did. And the amazing thing to me in putting this book together for him, he started it, but I finished it for him, was I went back and read pretty much everything he'd ever written to fill in the gaps in the book as it stood. And it was amazing to me to read things from across four decades of column writing, and how prescient and how lasting they all were. That sometimes I'd look at the dateline and do a double take of, could this really have been written 10 years ago or 20 years ago? It feels like it could have been written yesterday because he gets to these core truths and the important questions that we still grapple with.
Yeah. To me, it was like the king of common sense. I mean, it made sense. It was like, that's logical. That it isn't crazy, right. Wacky. And he would comment right or left. It didn't matter. He cut through all that stuff.
Yeah, no, he stuck to his principles, and he had the same principles and ideals all throughout his career, and he applied them, you know, straightforwardly, no matter, you know, he didn't pre-decide what his view was based on what team he was on. And I think people respected that and trusted that. Even when they disagreed with him, they knew that he was thinking clearly and presenting the argument he believed in. And I think even if you disagree, it helps you think better and understand the world better.
I bet you're just as brilliant. Are you a writer?
I do a bit of writing. It's not my primary career, but these last months I've been completely focused on finishing this book. And there are a few small parts of the book that I wrote, but primarily I was collecting and making sure that all the gaps were filled in the collection, which spans decades and includes a lot of recent stuff and several things that have never been published or seen before. Making sure that they all flowed one into the other, and the ideas of his philosophy and his core thinking brought ideas from different parts of politics and his personal life and his passions all together in one.
Well, I'm sure he's very proud of you, Daniel. Good work finishing this. And by the way, I bet you a dollar he could have been a great baseball general manager for the Nationals, huh?
I think one of his dreams was to be sitting up in the announcer's box, but no, he loved going to games, and we did that a lot. And there's quite a bit about that in the book, too, so I
awesome.
Hope people will enjoy it.
Yeah. Daniel Krautheimer, the book is The Point of It All. It's everywhere, and I know it's a bestseller, correct?
Yes. And if I could add, too, if people are looking to find out more about the book and my dad's career and life more generally, a great place is his official website, charleskrauthammer.com, that has everything people could need.
KRAUTHAMMER, CharlesKrautheimer.com, his son Daniel. Again, God bless you on the season. We appreciate your time, and congratulations on the book, and we really appreciate you joining us.
Thank you. I really appreciate being here.
Daniel Krautheimer, the book is The Point of It All. It showcases Charles Krautheimer's philosophy on life and politics, underscores his enduring legacy as one of America's most distinguished intellectual leaders. Terrific book. The Point of It All, Daniel Krautheimer on ESPN 93.5.
What's in your wallet? That's the way, Capital One Bank, USANA.
Yeah, there's no question, volleyball. That's what I'm thinking about. It's Illinois volleyball to the Final Four Thursday night up in, is it Minneapolis?
Yes.
It's Illinois, Nebraska, 8 o'clock Thursday night on TV. If we win, if we can beat the defending national champions who don't want to lose, it's going to be a good match. If we do, we'll probably get Stanford and former Illini coach Kevin Hambley, who's a good guy, too.
Sure.
So there you go.
The Stanford's got BYU on the other side of the Final Four bracket, but good stuff in Illini Nation. Again, Thursday night at 8 up in Minnesota, the Illini volleyball team takes on Nebraska.
There's a feature, a little start your morning, top of the day thing that Jim Rosso does in the News Gazette featuring Dave Lone. Lone's third Final Four. 30 years ago, he did his first, because his first year broadcasting, 1988, they went to the Final Four.
Okay.
So he probably said, this is going to be fun, and there have only been three in 30 years. But they're going to a third. He thinks they could win it all. He says Kevin Hambley's team will probably beat whoever it was, BYU.
Uh-huh.
And he thinks that'd be it depends who plays well that night. That's how close it's going to be. So it's going to be fun.
Uh-huh. Illini basketball wins over UNLV. That final was 77-74. Next up, East Tennessee State on Saturday the 15th. By the way, Illini Nation, I was just reading a post from our Illini friend Lou Lier saying a sad day for our Illini family and the Kiwanis family and all the other organizations that Charlie Finn supported.
I loved Charlie and Blanche. Blanche is my prayers with Blanche. I mean, Charlie Finn is such a light and such a great man, and I'm so sad. Loved every time I saw Charlie Finn. I mean, a real loss to the community. And he passed away.
It must have been either Friday or Saturday. That's okay. When Lulier posted on Saturday the 8th saying he was one of the most giving persons ever.
And
generosity, thoughtfulness touched so many lives.
But who didn't want to be around him?
Right.
I mean, that's the kind of guy you want to be around, Charlie Finn.
When you think of the play he wrote about Red Grange.
No, I know. No, it was a fantastic life. And again, our prayers with Blanche and the family. We really lost a treasure in Charlie Finn.
In basketball last night, Texas over Purdue, 72-68, and number 7 Tennessee over number 1 Gonzaga, 76-73. We'll be talking more basketball as Dion comes in after 9 with Jeremy Werner's show. It should be great. And, of course, talking about football with Jay Layman in the 10 o'clock hour with the Bears over the L.A. Rams, 15-6. Green Bay over Atlanta, the Colts beat Houston. Andrew Luck threw for 395 yards and 2 touchdowns. We also had a Houston beat by the Colts. And New Orleans over Tampa Bay. Vancouver over St. Louis on ice last night. Montreal beat the Blackhawks, making that 9 straight losses for them. That's sports. I'm Diane Ducey at Scott.
Specialty items may be priced separately. License numbers available at homedepot.com/license numbers.
It's been, 3 weeks, I think, since Mike had Mike Ditka had his event. It was his third heart attack.
Yeah, I believe it was the Tuesday before Thanksgiving, which would have been November 20th.
Which is, however, 3 weeks?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And we asked him earlier this morning, Brother Johnny and I talked to him. I said, what do you remember?
You know, the amazing thing is, Diana could tell you all that. I don't remember a whole lot about it. I really don't, except the fact that, you know, I knew I had a problem. Hmm. And, you know, but you go back and say, well, I'm having a heart attack. I would have never thought that. I really didn't know what it was. So, you know, I mean, but, you know, I'm lucky. I was around people. They got me to the hospital. Everything came out pretty good, actually. I've got a few things right now, you know, a carryover from the attack. But, you know, what the heck? I'm fortunate. Guys, you know, I look at my age and I look at the things I've done and where I've been and what I've been able to do. And I'm fortunate. You know, we're not going to be here forever. I mean, it's a wonderful thought that we could be here for eternity, but we're not. So, you know, when a time comes, he rings the bell, you check out. And so, but I'm not afraid of that. I mean, my life's been good.
poignant.
Mm-hmm.
Mike Ditka earlier, we'll kind of check in with him. We don't know what the schedule is. The last few Fridays he's had, you know, medical stuff. But Diana said, you know, Diana's his wife. He said, Monday'd work. And I said, okay.
Okay.
So it was good to chat with Coach Mike Ditka earlier today. Okay, coming up, Jeremy Warner Show. You got Dion talking to Illini beat UNLV. I mean, we were up 14 and won by 3. Woo!
No.
That was interesting at the end, but it worked out. We won. We're 3-7. We got the week. I don't quite understand it because finals is not this week. It's next week.
So I know.
I'm not sure what the scheduling is, but maybe these, I know there are classes vary, and I know Christian and Benjamin are both finishing a few things this week and a lot next week.
Lots of projects.
And Benjamin and Christian both had, I think Benjamin had 22 hours, which is like 7 more than normal. He had a big semester, and then Christian has, I don't know, 18.
Gabby's taking 18 hours, and that's a full load.
Well,
22 is unheard of.
Yeah, well, he's getting through it, and
okay.
It's good news. And then Christian with engineering is 3, 4 a.m. every day.
Wow.
It's just how it is. It's, you got to get the work done. It's hard. So we're excited for a little break coming up.
Uh-huh.
And then we're going to China, and I'm the whole Asia on the Stevie J Travel Cruise Grand Asia. And I'm going to be doing a little diary every day. And you'll be hearing it here from there. It's amazing. Technology, back in the day, you'd send a letter and 4 months later you'd get it.
Right.
And now you're going to hear from me every day in Bangkok and Japan and Hong Kong and some wonderful places.
Yes.
So I'll be reporting. You'll hear our diaries every single day we're gone in January. So, and then the Cardinal Caravan presented by Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance. We got that on the 18th of January at the iHotel and Conference Center at noon.
Wonderful.
And that'll be fun.
Mm-hmm.
And Lante is going to host for me, that I normally do it, but Mr. Cardinal himself, Lante, will have all the right questions and do a great job. We're looking forward to Lon doing that this
Sounds
year.
Sounds great.
Diane, we'll meet you tomorrow.
All right. Enjoy the day.
Jeremy Warner program next. Dion Thomas and Jay Lehman the next couple of hours. Stand by. I am Stevie J. We'll meet again tomorrow. Be careful out there with this fog. Thank you for listening. Have a great Monday.
Hello, fans. This is Cardinals broadcaster John Rooney.